Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You know, we open every week with that wild Gus Johnson call. And after the end of the Indiana game this past week, we may have to replace it with the list of guttural noises that Gus let out at the end of that game in Happy Valley. Welcome in to BetMGMU alongside RJ Joppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. If it's going on in college football or hoops, because we are up and running, we will get into it this week. Plenty to talk about, the coaching carousel as well. Our best bets before we wrap up. A few key games that we have picked out to highlight this week, even though the head coach of one of them doesn't think it's all that important. Pat Narduzzi, what the hell? We'll get into all of it. Even talk about a team in that ACC conference that has jumped into the CFP picture where they were very early in the year. You can follow along on all your social media. Just search for BetMGM Network, and on YouTube, just look for the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show with us here every single weekend. And let's start with the second CFP rankings, boys. They have dropped, and Ohio State is number one. Indiana, they have not dropped. They remain at number two after that close call at Penn State. A&M does not move up from number three. Alabama still solidly number four. Texas Tech moves up a bit to number six after the big statement win over BYU. BYU falls out, therefore allowing Miami to sneak in at number 11, or I guess ranked 14th, but 11 seed in your hearts and on the CFP bracket, South Florida, the group of five representative right now. So some regression to some things we saw early in the year, at least as far as we thought the rankings may look a couple weeks in. Oklahoma and the aforementioned BYU Cougars on the outside looking in. John, biggest surprise, if you had one, from this latest set of CFP rankings that dropped on Tuesday night?
I don't know. I mean, were we surprised? I mean, I guess maybe Utah was higher maybe than they deserve to be. That probably would be my, you know, I guess biggest sort of takeaway and biggest problem with the college football playoff rankings. But I mean, I think the rest of it's like, I mean, how can you have an issue with the top four? These teams, it's the way it works, right? They keep winning. They certainly look the part. So I guess it would just be Utah would be the only one that, caused me to, stop and think a little bit. And again, it's like, you guys know this, we've been doing the show long enough. Like, it all sorts itself out anyway, right? Like in the next 3 weeks, it's going to sort itself out. This is the first one and we react to it, but I have no doubt that by the end of this thing, we'll all pretty much agree with who should be in and who should be out.
Yeah, it does sort itself out. I mean, for me, it's still, just like it was last week, it's still the Miami-Notre Dame situation. In every other instance in this ranking, the team, assuming the records are the same, the team with the better record, I'm sorry, the team that won the head-to-head matchup with the same record is ahead of the other team except for Notre Dame-Miami. You know, Texas is ahead of Oklahoma. Virginia is ahead of Louisville. Michigan is ahead of USC. Like, you know, Utah, BYU, Georgia, Ole Miss, it's all there except for Notre Dame-Miami. That's it. That's the only one. Like, the only one is Notre Dame-Miami for whatever reason. And you can have your tinfoil hat. And listen, nobody loves a good conspiracy theory more than me. I don't believe them, but I love to read about them. I love to dive deep and waste a Saturday morning on a solid conspiracy theory. You want to send me one? Do it. You send me a conspiracy theory. At RJ Choppy on Twitter. Send me a good conspiracy theory. I will read it. But that's the only one. And that still confounds me why, how, that they have that. It's the only one that doesn't make sense. And the conspiracy theorists know why.
Because of the TV. That little box that everybody is going to watch things on. Assuming it's available by then on YouTube TV, if you have that.
What's in that cup, by the way? Is that like the 5 grams of mushrooms that longevity guy is drinking?
This is my 7th cup of coffee of the day.
Woo! At what point?
Is that a lot? I'm not a coffee drinker, so is that a lot?
It's not a little, I'll tell you that. Dan Campbell thinks this is too much.
I drink like 6 diet like Cokes or sodas a day. So that's like how I replace it.
Damn. Hold
on. I don't know if there's a better or worse in that regard. I max at like 3 or 4 cups of coffee, Choppy. 7, my heart would be ready to explode. I don't.
Well, you guys don't do diet drinks? You guys don't do the diet sodas?
I'll do Coke Zero. I'll do a Coke Zero. Like 1 Coke Zero a day in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, so like this isn't a product placement, but I saw these at Target yesterday, and I had to get them. It's in time for the holidays. Coke Zero Sugar, creamy vanilla.
John, my brother-in-law brought some of those over on the weekend, and with a little Captain Morgan or a little Jack. Chef's kiss,
they're pretty
man.
Good without. Wow. They're pretty it's good smooth, without. Huh? But yes, it's the holiday creamy vanilla too, RJ. Not just creamy vanilla. I do want to stipulate.
Yeah,
holiday creamy vanilla.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I get you.
It's good. Yeah, it's so good.
I get you.
This is where I get my caffeine though. Me and Gus Johnson.
They broke Gus. They broke Gus on Saturday.
They did. Let's talk about that game for just a second. Not that I necessarily need to go out of my way to talk about Penn State dropping yet another one, but that Omar Cooper catch in the back of the end zone. Best catch in what, 4 or 5 years at least, John?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed physically impossible. Like, in terms of the way that his, what was it? I don't remember whether it was his right foot or his left foot, but how it didn't come down. And he managed to get the other one down. Like, it just seemed physically like, how do you possibly do that balance wise? I mean, I think it's obviously it's a down Penn State team. So, you know, it probably won't be, I mean, it would be remembered, but it won't be, you know, oh my God, remember that. It won't be like the catch, but
right.
I mean, I think it goes in the conversation of like, you guys remember the Tyrone Prothro catch?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it seems like it, I would put it like just, one of the freakiest catches ever.
I mean, it's also a moment. You know, we've seen these moments throughout the history of the sport, whether it's the kick in the end zone, Nebraska, yeah. Missouri, right? Whether that's that or whether it's Clint Sterner. There's a million of these
options. Kick situations. Six.
The kick six, Roy Williams jumping over, and Teddy Lehman coming down with the interception against in the OU Texas game. We've seen these moments. And a lot of these eventually lead, especially they lead to national championships. They're remembered forever. And this is a play that Indiana, I mean, let's face it, like, you know, obviously if they had lost that game, they're still going to be in the playoff. They're not, they weren't at risk of losing anything. If this is a 4-team playoff, it becomes that much bigger mm-hmm. of a play. But in a 12-team playoff, it's like, all right, yeah, you guys are still going to be in unless you completely fell apart at the end. But if they go on to win the title, I mean, this is a play that they're going to remember forever.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just make a point on that? Because if it gets us off, then we can come back to it. But there's no question that because of that, I am less engaged in the regular season because it's not a 4-team playoff. Like I think that those stakes, while deserving teams got left out, like I think it's taken so much weight out of it, because it's like now it's like, yeah, you know, good play. Yeah, they could have lost and still gotten in. Like when you remove the margin for error, it just makes these games to me mean so much more. And I do think while we'll get some, you know, decent matchups at the end of the season for it, I do miss that tension every single week. Like, we cannot lose this game yeah. or else we're not going to be playing in the postseason. But that yeah. was an aside.
You get a mulligan yeah. Or two. But I do think that, like, while you do lose that, you know, if we only had a 4-team playoff, we are only talking about 6 teams at this point.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right. You can't yeah. get past Ole Miss, maybe Texas Tech. You can't get past that team. Otherwise, we're not talking about you. Now we're talking about a good 19 teams. So you do lose yeah. that, no doubt. But you also gain the fact that you can talk about a lot more.
It just moves right. the focal point of the conversation. I totally get what you're saying, John. Like, instead of talking about whether you're actually going to have a chance to play in the playoff for the national championship or not, now it's about, okay, well, does Texas Tech move up into the top 8, or
right.
you know, is there going to be a second ACC team because Miami may steal a bid even though they don't go to the ACC championship game? It just becomes a different conversation.
Yep.
I think both can be true, right? Like, it could be true. It removes a lot of the drama at the top of the rankings, and yep. it can also be yep. true that it's just different drama, right?
But so, like, you know, you're right. I mean, I just would have appreciated it more if that was like that, if that catch was the difference between Indiana making the playoff and not, right? Like, that would have been, yeah. but again, it's a small thing. And you know, I'm just complaining for the sake of complaining.
Well, it does keep one thing alive, I think. And that's Fernando Mendoza for Heisman. If they lose that game, he's probably still in the conversation. I don't know if it's the same as him being the co-favorite with Julian saying, and it more or less makes the, it feels like right now, unless something crazy happens in the last few weeks of the regular season, it feels like the Big Ten championship game may be for the Heisman as well. Unless, again, somebody right behind those two on the board, Choppy, decides to have a massive game or two, the votes will come in right after those conference championship games. And if one of those two teams is undefeated and number one overall going into the playoff, the quarterback of that team is probably winning the Heisman.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you know, Mendoza played himself, I think, in the conversation for the overall number one pick. I don't know if he's going to get it, but I think he's played himself into the conversation. That was Garrett Nussmeier's to lose to start the year, and now I don't think there's a chance that involved with that, especially after getting benched, you know, this past week. But look, the Heisman Trophy has become, and I guess it always was, but very rarely did you win a Heisman when you weren't on one of the three or four best teams in the country. But it has become the best player and the best team award. That's really what it's been for the last about 20 years.
Projected odds on what would be the first four-round matchups based on this week's bracket would be Georgia favored by 16.5 against South Florida, Oregon favored by a field goal over Notre Dame, Texas Tech favored by 6 over Miami, and Ole Miss by 4.5 over Texas. Those all feel pretty spot on, John. I don't think I have any complaints about any of those.
Yeah, I mean, I exactly right. I mean, you know, you're getting into, you know, what is this, week 11, week 12? You know, everything is pretty much known. I mean, when you think about last playoff, I mean, the only one that was, I think, up for any debate was that Georgia team, because they had lost Carson Beck, and you're trying to sort of price, you know, how big is the drop off. And it turned out last year it was decently, you know, sizable. But yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, it's going to take, and I've learned this, right? Like, I've learned this over the years, unless I'm like just sitting around looking for something to do, you know, and I'm just kind of like looking for action. And I know that's like frowned upon. I almost don't even want to say that, but like, I'm probably not going to get involved, because there's just, everything is known. Everything is priced in at that point. And so the reason why you feel like those prices are right is because they are.
Yeah. I would say the one thing, and it's not a part of these projected numbers, depending on the number, I would probably slam the under on Oregon Notre Dame, but that would be the one thing that would jump out to me, Choppy.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, John's right. I mean, we are at a point in the season where there's no more surprises. There's no more interesting. That's a good number. No, I mean, all the numbers are pretty much where they should be. And if they're not where they should be, they're going to be corrected to where they should be really, really fast. And you can find these individual matchups, and maybe you know a little bit more about football than the next guy does. You can say, oh, I can exploit this or that. But from a strict, you know, national championship future, there's really no value, I don't think, at any point right now.
We've got a trio of pretty big games to touch on. We will get to the coaching carousel just a little bit later as well, maybe talk some hoops as well. Lots of big games to get to, even if one of the coaches involved in one of them doesn't really care what happens in it. We'll tell you exactly what that's all about, and two big matchups in the SEC as well, all next right here on BetMGMU.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen.
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.